of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board. And all of the board members, the remaining board members are present. First matter is the review and approval of the minutes of the meeting of March 10, 2021, which were previously distributed to the board members. Do any of the board members have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, can I have a motion, ask for a motion to approve those minutes as previously distributed?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Tony, seconded by Rashea. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, approved unanimously. The second matter is to let folks know that one of our board members has moved on, Fola Shade Alana Pekun Lewis. She has taken the position as the new chair of the Free Library of Philadelphia, among her many other activities. And with Sade leaving, we prepared a resolution, which I'd like to quickly read for the record. It's only one page long. And then I will ask if the board would be willing to approve this this resolution. A resolution thanking Sade for her service on the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board and for her continued service to the city of Philadelphia. Whereas Sade Olana Pekun Lewis was instrumental in the creation of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board and served on the board from its inception until her resignation on March 31, 2021. And whereas Sade previously served the city of Philadelphia and related government entities in a wide array of positions, including city treasurer, deputy commerce director, chief administrative officer at the Philadelphia International Airport, chief financial officer for the Philadelphia City Council, director of finance for the Philadelphia Parking Authority, and chief financial officer for the Philadelphia School District. And whereas Sade has also served as a lecturer at the Fells Institute of Government at the University of Pennsylvania, as well as serving on the boards of trustees of the Pennsylvania Ballet and the Free Library of Philadelphia. And whereas Sade was recently elected to serve as the chair of the board of trustees of the Free Library of Philadelphia. And whereas upon her election to serve as chair of the board of trustees of the Free Library, Mayor Jim Kenney stated that, quote, Philadelphia has long benefited from Fola Sade's commitment to public service, end quote. And whereas her fellow members of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board have greatly benefited from Sade's expertise and joyful presence as a member of the board and as board secretary, therefore be it resolved that the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board hereby thanks Fola Sade Olana Pekun Lewis for her service to the board and for her continued lifetime of service to the city of Philadelphia and wishes her success in her new position as chair of the board of trustees of the Free Library of Philadelphia. And further, be it resolved that the chair of the board is directed to convey a copy of this resolution to Ms. Olana Pekun Lewis, dated April 14, 2021.
Here.
Okay, could I ask for a motion and then if there's any discussion on the resolution?
I move to accept the resolution, endorse the resolution.
Okay. Abby moves. Second?
Second.
Second, Tony. Any discussion?
I actually wanted to add two little known facts to Sade's bio. One is that she actually started her legal career as an intern in the water department's legal department. And two is that I was her supervisor. So, it's sort of, everything kind of comes around in the city, doesn't it? For those of us who have been here long enough, everything sort of comes around. So she did a good job then, and she's certainly done a tremendous job since then.
Okay. Thanks.
I will add just one additional tidbit. Sade actually hired me when she was city treasurer at the time as an analyst, when I was in my 20s and started my that's where I started my public finance career and government career. And at the time, I didn't even know what a bond was. But if it wasn't for, I think I would definitely be on this track that I am now.
Anything else? I did. Shadi was unable to join us today. She, as always, is swamped with meetings in her position of her, at the airport and her other jobs. But could I then put this up for a vote? All in favor of approving the resolution honoring Shadi? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none. The resolution is passed, and I will forward that resolution as approved onto Sade immediately after our meeting. Now that does leave us a vacancy for board secretary, and I would ask the board members if anyone has a nomination would nominate any of the board members to serve as secretary.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Johnson.
Okay, can I get a second? Second from Tony. Are there any other nominations? Any discussion? Roche, you're willing to take
it? Good question.
No objection here.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you. In that case, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No, in that case, Roche Johnson is elected unanimously as secretary of the board.
Thank you, Roche.
Okay, getting into the substance, and there may be some overlap here, but and I guess I could ask Marcy first, the hearing examiner, if you have any updates for us on the status of the general rate proceeding and the TAP rate proceeding.
You're mute.
You're muted.
There we go.
Sorry, I couldn't get it unmuted. This has been like a terrible day for technology. Our TV died and yeah, really. No, I think I'll let Mr. DeSant and Mr. Ballinger talk about the updates in terms of where we are. I think everybody's aware that there have been actions and events that have occurred since we adopted the schedule. At this point, we've had four public hearings, and we were parties have filed their direct testimony, and Water Department filed its rebuttal to that testimony. We were to have technical hearings scheduled for next week. So I'll let Mr. DeSant, I guess, update you in terms of where we are.
First and foremost, just because it's the easiest, the TAPR formal notice was filed today. And as a consequence, we'll sort of be moving to a period for participants to sign up between now and April 21st. And somewhere after the 21st, we'll have a pre-hearing conference. Usually it's a small group, but you know, we're sort of getting used to the reconciliation proceeding sort of going very smoothly. So we're hopeful that's the case again. On the rate case side, we had Rob and I and Contasia and Josie had some discussions about the potential for settlement. We usually don't go down this road. And so I was, you know, pleasantly surprised. And we had very good conversation on Friday, last Friday, and then on Monday and Tuesday. And we wanted to see if there were productive talks, and then we can roll it out to a wider group. As of right now, we're still talking, and we're hoping, you know, to have something more productive to report to the hearing officer on Friday. And I think that's, you know, that may be ambitious on my part, but that's how I was thinking, that we could do as much as we can this week. And if it looks like it's bearing fruit, then I think all our worries about scheduling difficulties might be addressed in the context of the framework of a potential settlement. Other dates will shift. Looks like the technical hearings will be next week as the hearing officer described, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If we need them, that's when they would that they could take place. And perhaps if we can report, meaning Rob and myself, to you, Judge Chestnut, on Friday, we could sort of get an idea of what next week looks like. And I'm just hopeful because, you know, I think we've come down this road, Rob, once before, and it did bear fruit. And so, you know, lightning strikes twice. Why not?
Thanks. I do see, Mr. Havey, your hand is up. And let me just hear from Mr. Ballinger first and then you, okay? Thank you.
Yeah, not much to add. We are actively discussing what hopefully would be a complete settlement if we're able to reach one. But short of that, if there are some issues that are open, obviously we would need to go through the rest of the schedule to make it all work. But we're holding time next week for hearings in the event they're needed. And I'm hopeful that that we can find a common ground through our negotiations. But yes, we were successful in settling one case, I believe, in 2012.
Yes.
Pre-rate board era. So this would be new for us to present something to the board. And I think if we're able to, there's good value in doing that. So.
And we will roll it out to the other parties, Judge Chestnut. And our plan was to do that either the end of this week or Monday. Ade is aware that we're talking, and Mr. Haver is aware that we're talking, and I'm hopeful that we can get everybody in that discussion. But I thought, first things first, let me reach out to the statutory party and try to see if a negotiation might work. With your blessing, I hope.
Thank you. Mr. Haver?
I want the board and the hearing examiner to be aware that the counsel for the water department has purposely shut out the other parties, and that should not be allowed. We are interveners, just like Community Legal Services, as a public advocate. We have every right to participate in settlement conferences, and to be shut out and treated as if we're second-class citizens is simply wrong.
We're trying to follow a process which is similar to the PUC, where we talk with the statutory parties first. There will be the Office of Consumer Advocate and the company and some of the other parties that are involved in the case. And then you roll it out to larger groups. Sonny will know this way better than me. Judge Chestnut will know it better than all of us. And we're just trying to follow that process so that we have a negotiation, hopefully, that will bear fruit and then include more parties as we find it's a productive exercise.
Okay.
If that solves some of our scheduling issues, that's a bonus.
Okay. Well, at this point, I would have to defer to the hearing examiner in terms of the process, but I hope that all participants will be able to have an opportunity, you know, obviously before the, you know, before this matter is brought to either the hearing examiner or to the board.
Well, I am obviously familiar with the process that you're using here because that is the way it is done. But I would expect that any participant would have an opportunity for meaningful input. I don't expect there to be a settlement reached between the water department and the public advocate and then just circulated for comment. I do expect that there would be an opportunity for, like I say, meaningful input from everybody.
Okay,
thanks.
Excuse me if I just may follow up. That sounds wonderful, but if we're not included in the beginning and don't have the opportunity to do analysis of whatever data there is, you're really just putting me in the position if I'm going to object, and I'm going to do whatever I can to stop the settlement. If you really want a settlement and you have some sort of offer, telling me that I have less than 24 hours to go over complex issues is a way of telling me that my input is not valued.
Well, I'm sure that's not going to be the case for you. Do not have an adequate opportunity to comment and analyze. I would expect that both counsel would be reasonable about this. And I expect everybody to be reasonable, actually. I mean, of course you'll have a meaningful, when I say meaningful opportunity, that doesn't just mean you'll have a brief period to review it and analyze it.
We will follow your direction, Judge.
Thank you. Was there, before we get to the appeal of the motion for stay, was there any other matters on the generically or generally on the update on the general rate proceeding?
No, I don't think so. There'll be other dates that may shift. And I think Rob and I need to talk about that, make some suggestions to the hearing officer, and she'll direct us as to how to proceed.
I have a kind of an unrelated but sort of related question, which is there going to be a fifth commissioner anytime soon? I mean, is that going to be a factor in, you know, how many of us are going to be making the final decision? Have we heard anything about what?
Fifth board member, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, water rate commissioner, water board member, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hate calling it the water board because it just doesn't feel good.
It's the rate board. I can speak to that a little bit. I have heard that the administration is vetting a replacement candidate. I don't think the person has been nominated to council yet. I believe it will go to council for confirmation. And I think the intention is that the person would be in place quite soon, certainly before the end of the proceeding, but I can't guarantee anything.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Okay, we do have a, there has been an appeal filed from the determination by the hearing examiner of April 9th to hold in abeyance the motion by Mr. Haver to continue the proceeding. We received an appeal from Mr. Haver and responses from Mr. Ballinger and Mr. Dessant. As all three of you are on the call, if there's anything else that any of, I did want to give any of you the opportunity, if you have anything to add at this time before the board discusses, the appeal, I'll give you an opportunity to do so.
I'll be very brief. The situation is the administration has said there will be money coming to the water department. We don't know how much and we don't know when. It's impossible to do an analysis of what the needs of the water department are without knowing how much money is going to be coming. And until we have that actual number, nobody can actually make valid comments, provide valid testimony, and in effect, it's not a real hearing.
If I could respond.
Go ahead.
Mr. Popowski, what we're dealing here is an anticipation of various funds coming in from federal legislation, ARPA specifically. And we sent a letter to the city administration asking in a detailed way, tell us what may be forthcoming through the city related to recent legislation enacted by Congress and signed by President Biden. The response was that there will be no ARPA funding coming specifically because that money coming to the city will be used to fill the gap in the city's budget, which are evidently very large in 21 and 22. As a consequence, we cannot expect any additional funding. Now, it was said that if there are infrastructure funding that might be anticipated, that they would be advocates of that position to get money that would benefit the department. And the city finance director also indicated that the allocation of pension responsibility to the water fund would be lessened in the coming year and subsequent years. And so that has been one of the frameworks for our settlement negotiations. But with respect to ARPA funding, I think that question has been asked of the city and answered. And as a consequence, we see that the facts underpinning the motion for continuance are moot, and that the decision by the hearing officer to hold it in abeyance isn't a decision that we believe is appealable. And as a consequence, we just have to see in the context of either settlement or proceeding in this case, one way or another, whether we can reconcile what may happen in the future with respect to any additional funding coming in, and somehow recognize that in the final determination. There may be a vehicle to make that happen, and that's one of the things we're exploring in, as a possibility in settlement. I don't want to speak to too much about our settlement because negotiations, Rob, I'm serious. I mean, I'm trying to take that very seriously.
Yeah, please. I think that's wise. And I'll just respond briefly. As you know, I think this is we're in a sort of a tough spot in this case because of some external moving pieces. I don't agree with Mr. DeSant that the finance director has the last word. As we all know, city council has the last word on the budget. 17 city council people have made their voices heard already. So I think we don't know as we sit here today that none of the federal stimulus funds will be available for the water department. We certainly don't believe that's a reasonable assumption. And rate cases are built on assumptions. So we're trying to find reasonable ones in a path forward toward settlement. I think that, as you know, we thought this was probably better looked at as a sort of an interlocutory review as opposed to an appeal and requesting your input on it. Where we are right now, the immediacy of the hearings is no longer, you know, really on our radar, at least not for today or tomorrow. And so, you know, I think if we're able to successfully negotiate for some solution here, your input on the motion would not necessarily, you know, be appropriate. But it is before you, and I don't know that we're going to be successful. So I'm kind of trying to live a little bit with the discomfort of not knowing exactly where we're going to land, but also be optimistic and frank with you that I think there are some significant questions about what the right assumptions are, which is why, you know, negotiation is something we're trying very hard to work toward. I'll just leave it at that.
To try and make it easier for everybody, if there really are going to be negotiations and the positions that I hold to are really going to be considered, which I have severe doubts about, but accepting hearing examiner Chestnut's words, I'd be willing to withdraw this motion to make it easier for the board if I'm not included, which is what I believe will happen, and my positions are not considered seriously, which is what I believe will happen, I'll just refile next month and I'll try and hold up the decision. But I don't want to make it more difficult for everyone if there really is an opportunity to settle this and for my issues to be considered, then by all means, let's go forward and let's not make everyone's life more difficult. So that being said, I'm willing to withdraw my motion, understanding that I may make it again next month.
I don't know if there are any comments. I'd be willing to accept the motion without prejudice, Mr. Haver, to your ability to raise the appeal again. But I, Dan, do you think I would need a vote of the board to accept that withdrawal without prejudice?
That's up to you.
Okay. Are there any objections to that path to withdraw the discussion, you know, to hold off on any discussion on the merits and to let the parties go forward with their discussions if necessary, take this up again at our next board meeting? Any objections among the board members?
Far from objecting, I thank Mr. Haver for that move. I'm sorry, Tony.
Same.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, with that, I'll take that as a unanimous consent. I see Rashea nodding her head. That's the advantage of Zoom. That I will take that as unanimous consent that we will defer any further ruling on this issue and discussion of this issue until at least our next board. Do any other?
May I make a comment?
Sure.
About a statement that Mr. Haver just made. I think Mr. I don't know why you're so pessimistic about your concerns being addressed and you're given an opportunity, because I think Mr. Ballinger and Mr. Desant understood me perfectly well what I told them about giving you a meaningful opportunity to participate.
Okay.
Ms. Chestnut, the reason why I agreed was because I have long experience with you and I believe you're a very serious scholarly person, and I'm willing to take your judgment and your words, but my experience has been slightly different than yours in life.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. Does anybody else have any other comments on this or any other matter before the board? Dan, was there anything else we needed to cover as far as you know?
Not as far as I know.
Okay. In that case,
I think it was mentioned that the TAP-R formal notice was filed today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, and I'll thank the participants again for working together to try to resolve some of these issues at least. Thank again, Hearing Examiner Chestnut, for her leadership on this and helping to guide our path in this proceeding. If there's nothing else, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move to adjourn.
And Tony moves a second.
Second.
Boucher a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
In that case, I'm going to declare the meeting adjourned. And thank you again very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks all.
Bye.
Take care.